You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks are drifting higher. We've got the S&P 500 index up 0.1%. Little change there, up 2 points. 2182 right now on the S&P. Dow Jones Industrial Average also up by 0.1%, up 20 points to 18,512, and NASDAQ is up 15 points, a gain of 0.3%. The 10-year up 19/32 at yield 1.54%, gold up 2%, up $26.90 the ounce to $13.50, and crude oil is up 0.5%, up 24 cents a barrel now, $44.68 on West Texas Intermediate crude. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
The shares of Monsanto are down about 1% today. This comes after Bayer lifted its offer for Monsanto to $127.50 a share. Now, that compares to its previous offer of about $125 a share. That was in July, and the current bid values Monsanto at over $65 billion. This includes debt. Here to tell us more about this potential deal is Jonas Oxgaard. He is equity analyst for chemicals at Sanford Bernstein. Jonas, thanks very much for being with us. Why does Bayer want Monsanto so much?
That's a standard response to weak margins in the industry. So we're coming off this high peak where the ag economy was booming, farmers made money hand over fist, and that translated to high margins for the ag input companies. That's passed. We're now in an environment where volumes are flat, prices are flat and negative. And, well, the way to grow your earnings then is consolidation.
So there you have it. Now, how about the price? Before we get into exactly what Bayer or Bayer will get out of this, if they win this battle, $127.50 versus $130, that's what our Bloomberg reporters are saying is sort of the floor for Monsanto. Is that such a big difference that this can't be settled?
I think that if Monsanto had said, you know what, $130 will make a sign on the dotted line, they would be there by now. I'm guessing that Monsanto is thinking a bit higher than that, and there is a sizable gap to be bridged.
Can you tell us what areas are there that both companies have overlap? Because this is going to be a regulatory hurdle both in the United States and in Europe to get over. What are some of the businesses that are duplicative and also that might have to be sold or spun off in order to get that kind of regulatory approval?
Yeah, there's actually not that much duplication between the two. I mean, Monsanto is primarily a seed company. Their one chemical is really glyphosate, so a very specific chemical. They're primarily a crop protection company. Crop protection meaning insecticides, pesticides, and so on, so chemicals. And they do have a seed arm, but it's fairly small. It's also very focused on some of the smaller crops that the big boys, so Monsanto, DuPont, that they didn't really bother with initially. So Bayer is big in cotton and canola. Monsanto is big in corn and soybeans. They do have some cotton sales, and they're starting to get into canola. So the overlap is fairly small. They would probably have to divest some of their cotton business, probably have to divest the emerging canola business from Monsanto. There might be some smaller chemicals, but overall, it's not really a big deal on the technical front. Now, that all said, I think that there's a political angle to this that makes the deal a lot harder to get past regulators. These are two of the largest ag input providers, and ag inputs, meaning seeds and crop protection chemicals, those make up about 30% of the farmer's cost. So these are major inputs, right, in the farm economy. Mm-hmm. So if you have two companies joining that makes them the by far the biggest player in the space, well, the farmers are taking notice. Farmer lobbies have already been pushing back. We've seen politicians start to pay attention. Chuck Grassley, for example, he's calling for a Senate hearing sometime later this month. And so we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Well, you know, what about, is there any liabilities? I guess not, because obviously Bayer wants Monsanto. Monsanto has been in many situations already. I mean, it produced PCBs, which turned out to be highly toxic until the late 1970s when it was made so obvious that they were bad that they had to stop making them. Now there's this herbicide Dicamba misuse complaints that some people are accusing Monsanto of engineering. Monsanto said, of course, we didn't do anything like that. Is there a point where Monsanto, especially in Europe, where they're so against genetically modified foods, is there any point where Monsanto is a bit of a liability for whomever acquires them?
There was a string of fairly bad news a while ago, but that was actually predating Bayer's bid. So they clearly knew about all these things before they made the bid of the first case. Most of that reputation is unearned. I mean, the Dicamba issue, in all fairness to Monsanto, they didn't actually have anything to do with that. Right? This was farmers who applied Dicamba illegally. There's not much that Monsanto can do about it.
Can you tell us about high debt levels that might be incurred if this deal is concluded?
Yeah, so it's a massive deal, right? It's 60-plus billion, and I say the main motivation, perhaps, is that Bayer can borrow money at 2.5% interest, give or take. And at 2.5% interest, almost anything is accretive. Now, if you borrow a $45 billion or so, then, yeah, you load up quite a bit. Ends up being fairly close to that 4x EBITDA level that companies typically start feeling uncomfortable with. And so they're going to spend quite some time paying that off.
But, Jonas, I just want to quickly, before we finish, if Bayer doesn't succeed in this, who else would buy Monsanto? Who would be at the top of your list?
I honestly not sure there is anyone who is in position to buy it. BASF is the only other real candidate. There might be some Chinese conglomerates who also want to break in, but I doubt that could pass political pressure. So really no one out there.
Okay, well, we shall see. Jonas Oskar, thank you so very much. He's chemicals equity analyst at Sanford Bernstein, quoted in our Bloomberg story today, in fact, written by Lydia Mulvaney and Chitra Somayaji about the sweetened Bayer bid for Monsanto, the regulatory challenges, the farmers getting a little bit nervous. This is all very interesting for this deal. This is Bloomberg.
Coming up on Taking Stock, Volkswagen's truck division is acquiring a nearly 17% stake in Navistar International, the German automaker looking to gain a foothold in the North American heavy-duty truck market.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.